We're back to Neil Haley Show and also the Media Giant Effect. And we are now having a CEO spotlight this in 2023. And I'm learning so much about different businesses and how they run in different ways. And it goes back to my days in education as a former teacher and wanting to learn things. And I am excited to welcome Bruce McGowan to the show. Bruce is the CEO of Interweave Smart Solutions. How are you, Bruce? And thanks for stopping by.
I'm very well. Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. So let's kind of delve into your whole entrepreneur CEO journey. How did that start for you?
It started a long time ago. I came out of college twice, and it's on the second time I went directly into IT consulting, and that kind of led the start of the process here. It was in Boston. But my view was always towards New York. So I ended up going towards Lehman Brothers IT and Lehman Brothers. And then in New York, as you know, the echo center of really finance and technology, which is kind of the focus where I was on. Met a lot of investment type of people, but joined Netscape and professional services in Netscape. And that was eye-opening. I mean, that was excellent because you got to go to California quite a bit, meet a lot of people. But eventually ended up running Canada, East Coast, and Latin America. And so I really enjoyed that, the cultures, and then obviously the diversity of the solutions that are available. But that's coming along in, in the early 90s. It's the investment crowd that I met, and I was in venture for about 4 years, directly in New York. And you meet a lot of people and you try to move things forward, but you end up figuring out that what's best is really what you can do yourself. And so we started developing this integration engine called Interweave. And that was, in the year 2000, working with large banks and large service companies. And, the price points were pretty high, well, 1.5 million per. But we met this company called Salesforce in 2003. And that went down to what, I don't know, $14.95 a month with
Yeah.
the SaaS model. So we spent 3 years reworking and bring this forward as a SaaS subscription model. Rackspace Managed Hosting, which is a very large managed services provider out of Texas, multiple locations. We were encouraged by Salesforce to reside there. We did. We've been there for 16 years. With no issues. We're also co-located a number of places in the US, and we're moving now towards it's really the journey now is really Europe, Pan-Asian, Australia, and Latin America. That's where it's the new partners that we're meeting. And for example, Creatio, which used to be a company called BPM Online, has just is on fire. And so we're moving quite a bit of what we've done in Salesforce over to Creatio. So we're now up in the Creatio marketplace. Additionally, we've been focusing in on as far as financial serve, financial applications, integrations, QuickBooks, the Sage line, Microsoft Dynamics 365, these types of things. A company that's using QuickBooks is very different than a company using Sage and or Microsoft Dynamics. They get larger incrementally there. So we are we just put up the first Creatio to Sage Intacct 100 cloud. There's two of them right there. We also joined Sage as a partner on the Intacct side. So that's what's interesting is all the what I mentioned there. Europe, Pan Asian, Latin America, et cetera, is exactly where they're going. So it's the moons have aligned nicely, and that's what we're starting to enjoy. So it's a good thing.
That's a great thing to be at that point. So tell us more about your solution.
Well, it's a bit distinct. I think what's distinguished us from all others is that we actually write the solution before we actually bring it to market. So, for example, we specialize in CRM integration. So it's called the Smart, Integration Platform for CRM. So there's five we specialize in. Salesforce primarily to start with, Creatio secondarily, that's moving up. But for example, all the objects, business process workflow, all that to the financial application, QuickBooks or Sage. Those transactions over there, we put it in configurable form. So it's over, for example, 300 configurable options. So the conversations we have with customers, it's not about APIs. Most of our competitors talk about APIs and technical issues.
Right.
It's about a 12-minute process for us to connect. Ours is really typically 2 1-hour segments going through with the controller or CFO of the company and with the CRM admin. And we go through the object that they select being accounts receivable or accounts payable because we actually have replicated that entirety in CRM. And that's kind of different for everybody because it really is business process and workflow that they're choosing specifically for their business. So it's unique to each one. The other thing is we are ex-accountants. We do speak accounting. So when you can talk about, you know, class, category, income, expense, these types of things, they're not really expecting that. And that's right. Where, you know, best practice comes into mind and you start telling people, well, what's worked, what hasn't worked. And you can bend the rules, but, you know, here the alternatives would be for et cetera. So, you know, it's after 16 years, you learn a couple of things. So we'd like to present that to our customers.
No, this is very intriguing and understanding the solution. So basically, it helps with the integrations of the CRMs, right? All the data. So let's just give me a little bit, you know, I know you're used to speakeasies for your customers versus your audience that might be a little bit, and I'm just trying to figure it out to understand it.
Yeah, so I mean, well, for example, with a CRM, you have accounts, you have contacts, you have opportunities and profits. And so an account and contact, people you're talking with, the opportunity can be an invoice, a sales order, a purchase order, these type of things, and the products are items. You know, I'm item A, item B, item C, things like this. Right. And so as a sales rep would go through and select those things in conversation with the customer, we then transfer that over in the format of the that's required by the financial application. So it would be creation of an invoice, creation of a sales order, these things, in real time. And so this information just goes back and forth, and you can set the timings. It can be every 2.5 minutes, it can be once an hour, it can be batch, you know, a country club billing. I mean, whatever you wish. It's they're setting it in terms of, in this case, with a CRM, you have X number of API calls per day for the number of licenses you have. So we help them on the server side too, tuning that. But it really is, it's more counseling the customer on what they're expressing to you versus what they can, because we can do anything architecturally if it's supported. The question is that the right business process and workflow for the customer to achieve their goals? And that's where this conversation starts in. And it's a relationship, as you know. I mean, you got to talk to people and you treat people the way you want to be treated. You know, that's the motto.
No, this is so interesting because you're right. So all that data is, it's very difficult when you have it in a specific place. How do you make it? So are you more the accounting side of things, or is, like you're talking about, invoices, or is it all encompassing?
It's all encompassing. We're talking about the accounting side because it, for example, it is an integration to an accounting system. So there are rules of the road, and that's what the bottom line is. It's an integration to an accounting system. So in a CRM, you can do anything. I mean, the flexibility is enormous.
Yeah.
The problem is you need to construct that as a transaction into an accounting system. The other thing is, you know, we do is merchant service providers. So we integrate with 48 credit card companies right now. And that's so you can do real-time payments, scheduled payments, recurring payments, all that within your CRM.
So that's powerful. And that Salesforce and all these other ones don't have unless you utilize your solution, meaning it's so cumbersome. I'm familiar with Salesforce. I think it's great. I think it, but the integration of your contacts, opportunities, doing all those things, and then leading to invoices, and then from invoices, tracking those invoices and making it automated. No one's doing that. That is a huge need, Bruce, that's not being solved.
We had a very interesting conversation just a couple of days ago. A customer is coming up and they're fulfilling orders, but it's a smaller company with a large inventory. And so, but they wanted to be able to, in this case, talking to you on the phone, I want to see what the orders that you placed last month, the month before, and the month before. So we load in historical data, and that can just be popped up in your CRM as a new window. As you talk to the customer, you're filling out the new order, but then here's 1, 2, and 3 right here you can refer to, saying, well, I know you've ordered here. What about refresh over here, refresh over here, refresh over here? So incremental sales, making a bigger price point, those type of things. That's what helps. So
What companies do you serve? What bigger institutions, organ? So, what would you say is the fit for
well,
you?
that's the biggest question. It's CRM is everything.
Right.
That's
Everyone needs a
trust.
CRM. If they don't have a CRM, then they don't have I almost
You
feel
can
sometimes it's not a business because you're accounting, you're everything. It's all about automation for me in 2023, from the right bookkeeping to the right tracking of leads to doing all these different things because your contacts and all that. And you guys don't just provide the solution when it comes to the software. You provide the expertise that you've been doing this forever so that you can give the ideas or the different things to help the customer that's still confused on how they're using Salesforce or some of these systems. Am I correct?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, that's 100% correct. But that's where best practice comes in. You can say, they say I like to do this as far as business process and workflow. And you say, well, you can do that. There might be some implications. We're going to tell you about that, but you make your decision. So, but what's nice is it's configuration. So whatever we did day one, 30 days from now or 15, whatever, you can get back in there and change. I mean, so that's the flexibility. So if I'm just doing accounts receivable and I got that up in process, well, now it's 30 days later, I want to put on accounts payable. I want to pay vendors. I want to do purchase orders, these type of things. We just get on a Zoom meeting like we are right now, and we go through and bring up accounts payable. So it's like any CRM, it's subscription-based, it's SaaS, it's annual recurring, those types of process here. So, we just, it's constant communication with the customer. That's what it's
Do you
about.
integrate with all CRMs? Pretty much
Well,
both.
we kind of segmented five, and we're just kind of moving along the base here, transferring what we've done, this inventory, this archive in Salesforce we're now bringing over, and we're trying to be selective about who we're working with, because they're all at different levels of performance and capability here, and so it does take a while, but so I think five, it's really now more in light. With the accounting systems, for example, moving from QuickBooks Focus to Sage and to Microsoft Dynamics, larger customers and better resources, groups of people to work with versus smaller companies, things like this. So that'll be our trajectory, moving with the Sage, again, towards Europe, Pan-Asia, Australia, Latin America. That's kind of our focus.
Well, it's exciting times for you. And I think that definitely I'd be intrigued in talking to you more about this, just to understand it more on my show, because this is just hitting the area. The biggest thing, Bruce, I see of companies is the explanation of software for a service, whatever type of software for a service, the technology companies, because explaining that to everyone through that demo process, because to be successful, you have to have lots of demos. Because the demo is what sells the service. And when I was in security, physical security for a company called Lensec, helping with marketing and doing some of the inside sales for the company, I learned specifically that without the demo, you're not getting a sale. And that's that the verbiage of explaining your product. It's definitely a business to business, but you're saying that there's not a size company that you guys target, it sounds like. It seems like anyone that has a CRM. Am I correct about that?
It's pretty much. I mean, we have our very first customer from 2006. One person who was actually they were just they just beat us roundly to get what they wanted because they had a experience with a prior a competitor customer and it didn't go well, and so this woman helped us define what she wanted to do. And that was kind of the base of it. I mean, the largest customer we've had is 500 licenses. So it's.
Well, congrats on your success. And Bruce, where can people check you out? Best place.
Interweave.biz. We're a biz acronym here. So BIZ, it's Interweave and then BIZ.
And do you have social media people can follow you and check you out on LinkedIn? Best.
Oh, yeah.
All
Yes,
right.
we do.
All right. Appreciate it, Bruce.
Well, thank you.
You're listening and watching the Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.